From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You may be spending a lot of time huddled with your air conditioner in these sweltering days of summer, but do you know who to thank for that? Who invented the air conditioner? As we hear from NPR's Sam Sanders, the answer is not simple.
For some inventions, say the light bulb, everyone knows who invented it. But at the U.S. Capitol on a hot July day, no one seemed to know who invented the air conditioner. Even as the statue of a man many call the AC's inventor stood just down the hall.
Do you know who invented the air conditioner?
No.
No idea?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Even on a day as hot as this?
I have no clue.
That was Veronica Benno, visiting with her family from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Others, like Selena Briceño, tried.
I used to know because when I was in my freshman year in college, I wrote a poem about it.
After at least an hour of searching, I found someone who came close to knowing.
I know that a doctor from Florida came up with it, trying to stop people from having fevers, I think it was.
That's Mike Veselik from Chicago, a Capitol intern. That Florida doctor he mentions, he's John Gorey. Born in 1803 in South Carolina, Gorey moved to Florida to study tropical diseases. In Florida, he had an epiphany. His yellow fever patients got better when the rooms they were in were kept cool. So he started blowing fans over blocks of ice in his patients' rooms. And then he developed what many call the basis for the modern refrigerator and air conditioner. There's even a state park and a museum in Apalachicola, Florida. Willie McNair is a park ranger at the Gorey Museum and State Park.
People from Florida are very grateful, God given Dr. Gorey, you know, the talent that he did have to invent the ice machine and refrigeration and air conditioning.
While Floridians consider Gorey the father of the air conditioner, history tells a slightly different story. After his discovery working with yellow fever patients, John Gorey got a patent for the refrigerator, not the air conditioner. He looked for financial support for his invention, but there was trouble. The ice lobby.
The ice business was controlled by people in places like New England, where in the winter they would chop big slabs of ice out of the water, and that's what people would use in ice boxes to keep their stuff cold. So the idea of some guy from Florida trying to make things cooler was not necessarily something that the bigwigs, the people who actually had the power, would want to have happen.
That's Marcia Ackerman, the author of Cool Comfort, America's Romance with Air Conditioning. Gorey was thwarted by that ice lobby. Northern ice makers, who made lots of money shipping ice to the South during the summer, lobbied against him. Northern newspapers made fun of his invention. The patent went nowhere. He died a poor man at the age of 52. 20 years later, a man named Willis Carrier was born. Carrier introduced a key feature that made the air conditioner we know today a reality.
Humidity was the secret that made air conditioning eventually so successful.
Specifically, removing humidity from the air. That was something Gorey never did. Carrier introduced his air conditioner in a New York printing shop. It allowed the factory to make magazines in the summer without ink running off the pages. His air conditioner took off, and eventually, Carrier also came to be known as the father of the air conditioner. His academic research on air conditioning is still considered the gold standard. So, when it comes to air conditioning, who's the father? John Gorey or Willis Carrier? How about neither? A scientist named William Cullen demonstrated the first artificial refrigeration in 1748 at the University of Glasgow. There were, of course, rudimentary attempts to cool air even in ancient civilizations. And during the time of Gorey and Carrier's work, several scientists in Europe were also working on the same kinds of things.
I don't think the fatherhood should necessarily be pinned on any particular person.
That's Marcia Ackerman, who wrote the book on AC. She argues that the air conditioner was an evolutionary invention, the technology perfected over many decades by people all over the world. But in the U.S. Capitol, there's just the one statue of John Gorey, the father of modern refrigeration, not air conditioning. Willis Carrier had to settle for installing the Capitol's first AC system in 1928. Sam Sanders, NPR News.